Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say, and you have to be in Prashantinilam today to see how it is not just the most happening place on the planet, but the biggest, brightest, the most glorious sacred space on the planet, the space when the love consciousness decided to set its footprints on the place which is the most love-charged place in all hemispheres. When you look around Prashantinilam today, you feel, who says that there is restlessness in the world? Who says that there is disharmony in the world? Who says there is hatred in the world? Who says there is mindless competition in the world? Look at Prashantinilam. You only see beautiful harmony. You only see warm camaraderie. You see hope in every eye. You see happiness in every heart. And you feel the world is not what the media tells us. The world is not what the newspapers tell us. The world is what is in Prashantinilam. That is the world, and that is the world we all love to be, and that is the world we have created in Prashantinilam, and that is a world that can be recreated everywhere in this universe. What synchronicity and what symphony of cosmic vibrations reverberated in the Sai Kulwant Hall on November 20th and 21st when 12,000 people from different lands and cultures together in unison chanted one of the most ancient and most powerful hymns, the Sri Rudram. It was almost, you were in Kailasham, you could visualize Bhagwan sitting there and basking in the love, in the sincerity, in the energy, in the purity of all those people who had come with so much love in the heart, with so much of penance in their eyes. You could see it was a fulfillment of a journey which had been there for months, for years, for some for decades, just to be there and feel that moment of divine love, feel that moment of divine pulsating in every cell of their being. So that was the first Veda conference, a trailblazing event, the highlight of the 92nd birthday celebration. The celebrations still go on. We just returned from the mandir, fresh, filled with those vibrations. You know, we need to celebrate. Every cell of our being needs to vibrate, and it vibrates with love. And this is the world we need to create, and that's what you see in Prashantinilam. In fact, there is so much that has happened behind the scenes. There is so much that so many people have worked days and nights thanks to the energy, thanks to the inspiration that Bhagwan has given. And as I mentioned, the first international Veda conference, which also had along with it the multi-faith symposium, it was an event that was unprecedented in the history of Prashantinilam. It has actually charted a new course, a new dimension for the Satya Sai organization. It has actually infused a lot of new energy into the wings and into the minds of the people who have been part of the organization. And today, by Bhagwan's grace, we have in the studios two people who have worked tirelessly behind the stage to make this event happen, who have drawn energy from Bhagwan to see that they are too part of this Mahayagna. And with all humility, they have come to the studios today. Mr. Subramaniam Goti, the National Veda Coordinator, and Mr. Narayan Sara, who is the Vice President of the Satya Sai Organization's Orissa. Of the 12,000 people who chanted in Prashantinilam, a large part of it, nearly 4,000 people, were from the state of Orissa. This is a state where the Rudram chanting has acquired a gigantic proportion. So there is so much that has happened behind this conference to make this conference happen on this landmark occasion of Swami's 92nd birthday. So we'll pray to Bhagwan that we can hear to their stories of how Bhagwan worked through them to make such a spectacular gift for all of us on his 92nd birthday. You're listening to Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Embodiments of love.
Shantini lopal unnadi kani bayata ledu.
Peace is within, not outside.
Outside no peace, only pieces.
So welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and as I just mentioned, we're going to have now a conversation with Mr. Subramaniam Goti and Narayan Sara. Welcome to you both, Mr. Subramaniam Goti and Narayan, to studios of Radio Sai, to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside.
Sai Ram.
Loving Sai Ram to all the listeners, dear brothers and sisters.
So this program is Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, and if you can share, for all the event that people saw outside, what is it that happened inside to make that happen? And what is it that went through deep inside the hearts of everyone who made the event happen, whom Bhagwan used as his instruments to make the event happen? So Mr. Subramaniam Goti, you being the National Veda Coordinator, you were someone who had this blessed opportunity to play a major role in this event. So if you can share with us the genesis, how all this came into being, where did this idea come up, first of all, that we need to have a Veda conference? I mean, we know that Bhagwan always was interested in Vedas, but this is something that nobody had envisaged, and it came out so beautifully. So your thoughts about the beginning of this Mahayagna?
First of all, we are most grateful to Bhagwan for having given us this wonderful opportunity of staging this first Sri Satya Sai International Veda Conference integrated with Multi-Faith Symposium. It's indeed an experience of divine glory of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I must say, right from beginning till the end execution, every movement, every bit, his involvement was there, his guidance was there, and I mean, so the whole thing, I think, conference per se took about almost a year, mm-hmm. in terms of planning, conceptualization, planning and execution. But that pre-thought is also there, yes. which began in the mid-2014. Mm-hmm. And okay. I must say that Bhagwan chose our All India President, Mr. Nimish Pandya. And Bhagwan planted the seed in his mind.
Okay.
And very interesting experience indeed. Mm-hmm. In mid-2014, if I am incorrect, there was a video clipping going viral on the social media, mm-hmm. WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. Then I happened to have forwarded the same video clipping to our Honorable All India President. Mm. And it's all about a congregation of Buddhist monks, mm-hmm. on the streets of Bangkok in Thailand, mm-hmm. chanting some Buddhist prayers. Mm-hmm. So there is a congregation of some tens and hundreds of Buddhist monks. Mm-hmm. So this quite attracted him. Mm-hmm. Then post that, in an informal meeting with him at Dharmakshetra in Bombay, he said, "Gorti, so by the way, most of our devotees and outside Sai fraternity also addressed to me by my surname. So, so he said, there is a, we all should work towards creating the chanters, and we should have a mass recitation. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is in India Gate in Delhi, or Marine Drive in Mumbai, okay. or Prashant in Lilium. Okay. I don't know. I just leave it open. I leave it to you."
Okay.
And this was going on and on and on. And in, I think, 2014, then 2015, in all the meetings, he was just sharing this vision, sounding off to the people that, Veda, we have to take it up now and, give a fillip to this Veda initiative.
You were the Veda coordinator then, National Veda coordinator?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
National coordinator, then,
Actually, this team was constituted somewhere in 2011, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And the then All India President, they constituted groups of Veda, and Gorti brother was then deputed as the leader of this Veda team. And each state had a representative as a Veda coordinator. So mm-hmm. this process it is not way back in 2014, I should say it has conceived from 2011
itself,
and
okay.
what materializes today wow. in Prasanthi Nilayam. Hmm.
No, I am referring to this international Veda conference per se. Maybe, you know,
yes.
Brother Narayan is referring to the entire Vedam initiative. Is from 2011 onwards. But 2014...
Yeah, I think from 2011 onwards you had Veda
yes.
coordinators for the states
yes,
and
yes,
all
it
that.
Was there. Mm.
Yeah. Sort of, it's a small group and, you know, we presented one implementable strategy, if you remember, Brother Narayan, to the seniors of the organization, and it was approved by them. And then it took quite a bit, you know, it is unknown to us. It's all His will, divine will. So there is a time, appropriate time, and that at that appropriate time, then again, you know, He... due to me through the All India President and I came into the action, and we had a meeting. Then he said, how do you want to go about, tell me, what is your thought process? I said, see, this is something new, we have never done this. I think there should be a dedicated team across India. Then fine, he said, okay, how do you want to go about? I said, each state, we should have an org in place, org structure in place. Apart from the National Veda Coordinator, each state should also have a state Veda Coordinator. Then it should percolate down to district, samiti level, so that the coordination, communication becomes easier, and we can, you know, start this initiative. So... you know, he's a sort of a person who is, I must say, never say no personality. Mm. And as far as Vedam is concerned, I'm really, you know, grateful to him as well.
I being may the supplement what Brother Gurti is saying.
Yeah, sure.
Way back in 2015, our All India President came to, no, it is it was in 2014, sorry.
Okay.
He came to Odisha. Mm-hmm. That time our state conference was going on, so I was to pick him up from the airport, and so on the way I just shared this thought that the Veda has to get a lot of penetration in India. And he said, Narayan, just give me an approach paper as to how to go about it, and I'll do, I'm open to it, you do whatever you want, just tell me, give me an approach paper and I'm up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was so open-minded. I mean, he never, yesterday, day before yesterday only, he was saying, when Swami says, who am I to block? So that freedom was really behind the motivation to all
so
the chant.
So you felt that you have someone with whom you
always in the back
supportive
of
this
yeah.
initiative.
Oh yeah.
Who was like a tremendous source of strength. And he was welcoming all the ideas.
He is absolutely boundaryless, I must say that. You know, any time you can approach to him, and he is very open to Vedam.
Mm.
And that really encouraged us a lot.
Mm.
And we came up with all the suggestions of this organization structure for the Vedam per se.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was there in place. And then the thought came, I'll come back to this international piece later on.
Okay.
Let me finish this,
okay,
the org
sure.
structure, how it happened and all that.
Sure.
Then, what do you want to do? I said, there was a meeting, All India meeting. I did make a presentation on the roadmap of this Vedam initiative for the next 5 years.
Okay.
And presented it to the All India President and the entire team of mm-hmm. the state presidents, vice presidents, trust conveners and all. Then, in that, one of the, you know, agenda items was to organize one train-the-trainer program as far as the Vedam teachers are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So we, about a year back, around November 20th, at Prasanthi Nilayam, we had organized a workshop. And it was Bhagwan's, you know, blessings, I must say. And Bhagwan also, you know, proved his presence there. He
mm-hmm.
he approved of it
mm-hmm.
because it was a 2-day workshop, and where we sort of handpicked the teachers from across the country with an objective to ensure that there is uniformity across the board, keeping the Prashanthi Nilayam chanting standard as the
benchmark.
So then as per the plan, everything went off well. The day one program came to an end. Then Brother Ved Narayanan is, I must say, a great instrument also in this entire saga. I will mention about him. Let me finish this first.
Yes.
Then we invited one of the former professors of Bhagwan's college.
Okay.
He is Professor Chandrasekhar Mathur, and well-known Sanskrit scholar and Vedic scholar as well, as the guest speaker come the facilitator. Then the day one program got over, and I requested Brother Ved Narayanan, because he happens to be Professor Chandrasekhar Mathur's student, from whom he learnt Vedas and Sanskrit as well. Then I said, Brother, request sir to offer aarti to Bhagwan. And aarti was going on, and we did not notice, but there were some marks of vibhuti. Nobody noticed that. Then after the aarti got over, I just saw that. I had a glimpse. Then I went to him, saying that, Brother, I think there is vibhuti materialization. He said, yes, I did notice, but I kept it to myself, because I was not too sure whether it is vibhuti or not. Then the word spread like wildfire. All the participants, all the brothers and sisters, came there. This place was crowded. And everybody wanted to have the vibhuti, prasadam of Swami. Then it so happened that they wiped it out completely. Wiped it out. There was no trace left. Then the entire session got over. With four or five of us were left behind. We were talking about the next day's agenda and putting up some banners, this, that. Then it started materializing profusely.
Again?
Yeah, again.
Wow.
So this is what I must say, that this is approval of Bhagwan. That yes, you guys are going in the right direction. I am there. Don't worry. Go ahead. So then the program got over, and we started we strategized how to go about in terms of the tutorials, and then everything is Bhagwan's inspiration only. He inspired to go online as well as offline, physical classroom based training and online webinar based training. So we devised a timetable, and we divided the entire country into two parts, two regions, whatever you say. Then each region would alternate every Sunday. And we started off the online classes with the help of Brother Ved Narayanan, so who has a significant role to play, and who played a significant role in
this. He was teaching from Prashanthi Nilayam, sitting
in Prashanthi Nilayam. Yes, sitting at Prashanthi Nilayam. It was taught to the Veda aspirants across the country.
Wow.
And it continued then immediately after that program, December onwards. Then in that workshop, we invited All India President to give a talk. And he gave a talk, and he made the announcement also that somewhere in November 2017, we're going to organize a big event, a mega event on the mass recitation. The whole thing started with mass recitation. So
he just made the announcement.
He made the announcement.
So before that, you had no clue.
I see. He was just informally telling me.
Okay.
But he went ahead, and he was so happy that a lot of participants came, and it was a 2-day successful session. Mm-hmm. And he went on and then announced that we are going to have this. I was kind of not too very sure, you know. So that from that time onwards, this apprehension got built up.
Mm.
Then we started the webinar-based classes as per our syllabus, level one syllabus we started, and suddenly,
We crystallized to Sri Rudram only, because
before that, I'll tell you, the Sri Rudram didn't come, and we started off as per the syllabus. The syllabus program went off, then the announcement came, proper announcement came, that the International Veda Conference, not International Veda Conference, before that I must tell you, he told me that, okay, mass recitation. Then after some time, he tells me that it should be in the background of Veda Conference. I was not able to connect the dots. It's something very difficult to comprehend. Mass recitation, fine, okay, you get, you build up the team, create the chanters, okay, you can do straight away. Is he saying Veda Conference, then mass recitation? Then I said, okay. And I also was kind of not too very serious, though it was working at the back of my mind.
Mm.
Then, like this, 2 months passed off. In January, I think last year, January, in the interim, he was asking me on and off. So, where is the plan? So, last year in January, we had the Odisha State
conference. This year, in fact.
This year, yeah.
Oh, sorry. This year, 2017, yes. January.
Yes.
So, I also went there, and they are doing a very good job, I must say. And it so happened that because of some mistake, I went there the previous day evening, landed there. The next day evening was my return flight ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had to literally rush through.
Mm-hmm.
And after I finished the Vedam related thing, because they organized it very well, very in a structured manner. So I just spent time with the Vedam team, Vedam coordinators, and we discussed. Then after that, Brother Narayan was there, and he wanted to see me off. Then he came up with this idea that, brother, anyway, you are leaving now, going back to Mumbai, and I think you should go and take leave of the All India president. He is in the middle of a meeting with all the district presidents and other officials of the state. So we barged in, and on a lighter note, he said, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm coming from this session, and now I am on my way back home, going back." He said, "Yes, I am going back because my flight ticket is there." Then he said, "Where are we on that? Where is the plan for the mass recitation, then Veda Conference?" Then I took that very seriously, very seriously. I said, "No, there is a message in it, and I should, come out with a plan." Then it was really a tough time. Day in, day out, I used to literally pray to Swami that, "Swami, how to go about? How to go about?" And every day I do Rudram at home. So the whole thing, I just said to begin with, it's a divine glory, and it's an experience of divine glory. Exactly it happened. One by one, he started giving the ideas. See how it happened. There is a misconception about Vedas. And people think that it is religious, Brahminical, and it is confined to India. So, against that backdrop, Swami prompted me that Vedas are universal, Vedas are inclusive, Vedas are secular. So, then how to do something? Then this concept of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam sprang in that prayer itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then fine, I kept it to myself. I did not tell anybody. Normally, you know how it started. Something happens, then I share it with Brother Veer Narayan and then Brother Narayan. Mm-hmm. All three of us get into a con call. Mm-hmm. We discuss. Then we put it across to the All India President.
Mm-hmm.
That is the practice. So I said, okay, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, first part Swami has given the idea. Fine, very good. Then how do I go about? Then it should be, I was thinking, I was trying to read between the lines of All India President that he said the mass recitation is in the background of the Vedic conference.
Mm.
So then it must be 2 days program. Then, okay, we can have one multi-faith prayers
mm-hmm.
and mass recitation day one. And day two, we'll have only the scientific conference, the theme being the scientific understanding of Vedas. The entire objective of conducting this Veda conference is to create awareness among the masses about the importance of Vedas, so that large number of people would take to learning Vedas and derive benefit of the Vedas. So then the first draft came after discussing with Brother Narayan and Brother Veda Narayanan. Then we came up with this idea that we will have one Vasudeva Kutumbakam song. Mm. That will be the theme, opening theme song.
Okay.
And we will have our in-house song.
Mm-hmm.
And then followed by this multi-faith prayer. Then followed by the mass recitation, followed by a closing theme song, because just then I had returned from Odisha. That was working at the back of my mind, because our Odisha brothers did a phenomenally good job.
Mm.
And they composed a song based on the Rig Vedas. Sangachadvam Sambadadvam Sambho Manamsi Janatam. I said, what a fantastic song. We can't get any better song than this. We will simply, you know, use that song as the closing song. That's how the first day program was frozen. Then second day program, then again back to square one. Bhagwan, Bhagwan, please help. So it is very difficult. You know, you need to, because it's first time, nobody did this, nor am I knowledgeable. Then happened. Then, you know, in some form or other, Bhagwan would send the messages. Suppose I would talk to him, he would say something, I would take that as, you know, Bhagwan's message through him.
Every time my Gorti brother used to tell me, brother, Bhagwan gave me an idea. He never says, an idea came to me. He always says, today Bhagwan gave me an idea.
Wow.
So that part I like the most. I like, I always call him.
Yes.
Yeah, Bhagwan always gives us.
Yes.
So then I thought that, okay, you know, we should first begin with, you know, ourselves, somebody from home, so that, you know, that speaker would set the tone. And then the rest of the speakers can get going, because all of them would be from outside of the Sai fraternity. So that was the original idea. And somebody from within the organization, then all the speakers, then went on searching, and again, all those speakers, those who got selected, it was by his grace only, and he only prompted me that go for this speaker, and then I presented it to All India President. He used to go through each and every details, why this person, why not, why that person. Then I would say that this is the kind of background. And I also went with the selected topics. And everything, you know, the homework was, done well in advance between all three of us. Then I presented to him. So that is how it happened all through. And I went and he said, okay, fine, we will finalize this. Then the major thing, you know, in the interim, you know, I used to organize that weekly webinar classes also, week on week, every week, Sunday, 2 hours, 1 hour.
It was 1 hour.
1 hour, sorry. 1 hour slot. Then I realized suddenly that, you know, if I am involved in this and I have to do so many things, then Bhagwan gave me a wonderful idea that create a core team and assign the responsibility to them. I assigned the responsibility to all the state Veda coordinators and divided into two parts, for North zone and South zone. And I gave all the login details and they started. Then I got some breather.
Yes.
And to think through and go about, talk to people.
About the conference.
See, this, you know, fade work was done and yes. presented to AIP. Then AIP was also very preoccupied then.
I know.
So there were other things. So the entire thing was sort of frozen. Not frozen till, I must say, September.
Oh, okay.
So mid-September onwards, you know, the edit, you know, got shifted to the top gear in terms of the acceleration of the work or pace of the work.
Yes.
And then, so who is the chief guest? Who, so many things went through, so many iterations. That is the reason, probably, you know, we were not in a position to release the program schedule.
Yes. It's always like that.
Yeah.
With Bhagwan, till the last minute, you never know what is
going to happen. You enjoy my uncertainty.
Yes, yes. I know, I think there are so many more stories to it. You're trying to breeze through, but I think at every point, selecting every speaker, their response, and, you know, how Bhagwan actually picked each one of them, and how 12,000 people gathered, and how they were trained. I think there are a lot more, many stories. So definitely, there are many more sessions that we need to have with you. The time is running out, so we cannot do much today. But dear listeners, I think you've got a glimpse of how this whole thing started, how Bhagwan used Mr. Subramaniam Gorthy and Brother Narayan, along with Mr. Ved Narayan, to start this whole process. We will continue this discussion. And he was mentioning about that song, Sangachadvam, Sambadatvam, Shambho Manamchi Janata, something fresh actually, something for the first time it was actually played in Prashantinilayam, something very beautiful, very creatively done. So probably we'll pray to Bhagwan that we can have Mr. Gorthy again in the studio along with Brother Narayan. In fact, I should let you know that this morning his voice was not in shape at all. It was in very, very bad shape. But it is really Bhagwan's grace that I'm really grateful to Bhagwan that he's able to speak, because morning when I spoke to him on phone, no words were coming out of his mouth actually. And I was wondering, Swami, we want everyone to hear about this, and you should enable it to happen. And really, it's really grateful to Bhagwan that at least we could have half an hour of discussion about the conference. At least we have got started. Just like the conference took almost a year to take shape, I am sure this whole discussion about this also is going to add a lot of inspiration for other projects. We are going to get a lot of insights about how, when you organize Swami's project, how he holds your hand at every step, at how at every challenge you have to keep your faith, and he will take you through. We are going to listen to a lot many stories in the future sessions of Thursday Live. Please be with us, and I'll leave you with this song, Sangachadvam Sambadatvam Shambho Manamchi Janata, as you wait for Brother Prem and Arvind to handle afternoon satsang. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
Sambadatvam, चले साथ साथ कदम संग संग चले साथ साथ कदम संग संग चले साथ चले हम साथ चले हम साथ हो कदम एक हो करम
एक हो विचार एक हो करम
एक हो विचार एक हो करम
एक हो करम
समान हो तंत्र समान हो मंत्र समान हो तंत्र समान हो समिति समान हो संगति समान हो मति समान हो सम्मति समान हो लय समान हो निर्णय समान हो समान हो अभिमंत्र समान हो
साथ चले हम साथ हो कदम
एक
हाथ हो कदम
एक हो विचार एक हो करम